and buying time, killing people next in line. Lower classes, social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. Caesar shit, force of air. Fuck them back, it's only for they war. They shoot, they kill, they massacre, from rain. They burn the kids, no one makes gun. Trees, lie to your face, fight. Buying time, killing people next in line. Lower classes, social slide. They don't matter, genocide. Sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. See their shit, force a bear. Fuck them back, that's only fair. They bomb, they shoot, they kill. They massacre from rape. They burn the kids. No more makes gun. Trees, lie to your face. Fight and die, cause God forgives. Yeah.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Ron Stevens, and this is Rock the Boat right here on UCY.TV, my personal favorite little network on the internet. Today is, I don't know what today is, 27th of June, and it really isn't all that frickin' warm out, and it hasn't been very warm for a long time. Been wet, but it hasn't exactly been what you'd call warm. And we have slid into a cooling trend, whether the scientists like it or not, but the truth will eventually come out, even to the dumbest of the dumb. Speaking of dumb, well, let me start here. I'm going to do this really fast and then get on with some other stuff here. Where is that I'm looking for? Okay, here we are. Now, I posted this up last night, seeing it was Gay Pride Month and all. And, I found this over in the Communist Broadcasting Corporation, better known as the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, of which each and every taxpayer in this country funds. And all it is a Marxist propaganda deal, right? That's all it is, all it's ever been. And it pumps all the globalist agendas, all the UN agendas, which are Marxist agendas. And this is under parenting, no less. And if this don't make you puke, I don't know what will. CBC Radio Canada. Parents, parenting. And this is, let's see, all ages. And have I got the right one here? Yeah, this was originally printed last year. And seven tips for having a happy pride with your kids. There's no denying that pride is going to be a bit different this year after the tragic events in Orlando. The celebration will probably have a slightly different vibe, but not a sad or mournful one. This year, we are more defiant, more united, and more determined than ever to show the power of our love. So do you always take your kids to Pride, or whether you're considering taking them for the first time, this is the year to come out, pun intended, and show your support. Plus, what under 10-year-old doesn't love an event that's bursting with rainbows and glitter? I asked my fellow LGBT parents to share their best tips for a safe and fun Pride with your kids. Now, these people are not only stupid, they're extremely dangerous. Now, this whole Pride thing, when I look back at it, the first guy, because this, I call it a death cult myself, but it's a death of our society. It's these people have a suicide rate that's pretty much over the top. So it's just a death cult. And it come out of the UN, so therefore it's definitely a death cult. Now, the first guy that got this going was, he had a congressman or something who was his boyfriend or whatever, and they broke up back in 68 or something. And this guy immediately went and tried to commit suicide because he was hurt because this congressman broke up with him. And then I seen a guy who was in something to do with the government, who was an Ashkenazi Jew or whatever you call it. He's still alive, but he was the guy that really kicked this up. So I don't want to pick on the Jews, but it is the Jews that are pushing the multiculturalism, the inclusivity upon us. It's the Jews really that got the United Nations going, and the Vatican, and so on and so forth, and the Rockefellers and whatnot. But anyway, so what under 10-year-old doesn't love an event that's bursting with rainbows and glitter? Okay, this is called an indoctrination program. Okay, yeah, little kids love clowns, and they love the busyness of a circus or whatever because they're mesmerized by it. They never seen this stuff before. And to them, it's normal because they ain't got nothing to base it against. So now we have the drag queens reading stories to little children from preschool on up. And, you know, it's all pomp and pageantry, and the kids are just mesmerized by it. This is a complete and total indoctrination system. And it's damn dangerous because it's about, one, it's about depopulation. Once it's about the genocide of your society as you knew it. And it's about getting kids as early as possible to become sexually active and sexually active in a messed up way. This is old Rome, where they had little boys jumping, little naked boys jumping on birthday cakes. Martin Luther showed up there. And he was appalled. So I just look at Toronto now as I just call Babylon North. But anyways, this is these are the seven tips for having a happy Pride with your kids. Tip number one, this is aimed at under 10-year-old children. Be open-minded. Your kids will probably see boobs and penises. There will be bodies of all shapes, sizes, and in all states of undress. For parents like Ian Duncan, dad to 3-year-old Carson, this is all part of the appeal. Part of the appeal. We're not body shamers, he says. It all feeds into my son's emotional intelligence and sexual development. The kid's 3 freaking years old. Daddy needs a punch in the face. This is not normal to have naked people groping at each other, parading down the street of Canada's largest city. Nothing whatsoever normal about it. I tell you what, if you're listening to this show right now, go get naked and walk down the main street of your town or city. See how long it is before you're thrown in the clink. But this is the United Nations is behind this nonsense. The Vatican's behind this nonsense. And the Jews are definitely behind this nonsense, because this is the same thing they pulled off in Germany long time ago. But you try doing that, walk down the street. Just wherever you are, just walk on down the main street of your town or through your neighborhood naked, and just see how long it takes to have the cruisers in there and you're arrested for walking around the street naked. But during Pride, it's just normal. And Carson is just watching all this, and his daddy's so proud of this three-year-old kid. This is beyond sick. It all feeds into my son's emotional intelligence. He's three, stupid. And sexual development. He's three, stupid. And it's never too early to think about that. Really? How about allowing the kid to be a kid, you jackass? But see, I think it's the UN that came out saying that, you know, children are sexual at birth. So this is the destruction of children, plain and simple. Consider the experience as a great opportunity for some interesting discussion. Explain what you're seeing and be ready for questions. Tip number two, make it fun. Yes, there will be teaching moments, but this should be a fun day out too. Bring bags for the kids to collect mementos, stickers, beads, and other treasures they might find. Give each other rainbow manis and pettis the day before. Buy some plain white t-shirts and decorate them with matching rainbow motifs. Number three, leave the car at home. Whether you're going at a parade time or not, road closures, traffic, and lack of parking could mean frustrating start to what should be a happy day. If you can take public transit or a cab, do it. Bring a baby carrier for little ones. And if you're planning to be there all day, an umbrella stroller for bigger kids. Number four, picture a big crowd, then triple it. If you're planning on attending the parade, you'll need to plan ahead. Pack more water and snacks than you think you need. Situate yourself near a bathroom or know how to reach the nearest one. If your children are big enough to wander off, ensure they can be identified or pedified. Put a sticky label on your kid with your contact information, says Jessica Keats, mom to four-year-old Lucas and one-year-old Amelia. It only takes a second for little ones to disappear. Dress kids in matching outfits so you can spot them in a crowd, said Sherry Hedden, mom of Nate, age 7, and four-year-old twins, Maya and Zay. Ensure that they know your phone number or write it across their tummies with a Sharpie, she says. Tell them if they get lost to find an adult with kids and get them to call you. Number five tip, it's going to be loud for babies. Consider investing in something to protect their little ears, such as baby bands or earmuffs, or maybe some very dark sunglasses so they don't actually see what the hell's going on down there on the street. For everyone else, do your research ahead and figure out where the less crazy busy areas will be. There are often designated quiet or alcohol-free areas. Number six, go early and enjoy the preparations. The morning of Pride weekend, when last night's partygoers are still sleeping off their hangovers, can be a great time to soak up the atmosphere. Check out the schedule to see where and when family-themed events are happening, or just take a stroll through the stalls and general hoopla. Bring a lot of loonies and toonies and get your kids to put them in the donation boxes, says Danny Smith, three-year-old Carson's other dad. Oh, that's sweet. Poor kid. Poor, poor kid. It's a great way to show them that this fun event is about fundraising, too. If you're not planning to see the parade, it can be almost as much fun to station yourself at the beginning of the route to see the floats and performers getting set up. Number 7, take a deep breath. Yes, this does sound like a lot of packing and planning. There may be a tantrum or two, but it'll be worth it. Julie and Angela Burnett are mums to 2 busy boys under 2, almost 2-year-old Liam and 4-month-old Ben, and they live about an hour's drive from the city. Despite the effort of loading up the car with baby and toddler essentials, we always attend because it instills a sense of pride in our children and our family as a whole. They say, I want our boys to broadcast their senses or broaden their senses of what a family is, and to be reassured that ours is just as special and important as all other types of families they see. Pride gives them that. After all, whether your family is part of the LGBTQ community or not, who doesn't want to raise children that grow up to be thoughtful and open-minded allies? Happy Pride. But that don't make you puke. I don't know what it would take. But there's another story from this year, taking the LGBT child to the first pride is a link down at the bottom of this thing. I pasted this up on Facebook last night, and I'm proud to say, one, I haven't got anybody that's defending this nonsense, and 2, I haven't got anybody giving me a hard time for posting it, which is kind of decent. Because I'd have to explain things to them. Why do I want to explain anything to a lunatic? I don't. So I'm going to stuff that in there. So, you know, you can just see. And this is the Canada's government paid, which means you're paying for it, news network, and it's enough to make me want to puke. So, you know, I did phone the public, or the principal, I already said this on another show, I did phone the principal of the public schools, the French immersion school here, kindergarten to grade 8. And they had their first Pride Parade here. I didn't see it, but the first Pride Parade here in my little town last Saturday. I was talking to the principal. I was explaining what this is all about. And it isn't about equality. And it isn't about love. Okay? It's about genocide. And it's about messing up children. And that's mental child abuse. And that's against the law. And this is what the schools are perpetrating upon the children. But then I'm told by the principal they don't have a choice because it's mandated by the government. Well, of course you have a choice, you twit. Okay? It has gotten so bad that nobody seems to have a spine anymore. Well, this is what they told us to teach the kids, you know. And it goes way back because when I was in grade 6 or something, or whenever, maybe grade 4 or 5, supposed to write some stupid story. And we just happened to have a new set of encyclopedias. So I just copied it verbatim, handed it in, and got a really crap mark. And thought I got caught. I was sure I got caught for plagiarizing. Only time I ever did it in my life. But I always believe in asking questions. When I'm asked her why I got such a crap mark, and was expecting her to tell me, you know, you didn't write this, which I'm good with. That's not what she said. She said, it's wrong. I have to explain to her. Then I copied a verbatim out of the news encyclopedia. And she said, well, don't jive with what we're teaching you out of this book. Well, then one or both of these books are incorrect. We should find out, shouldn't we? Teacher says, I don't care. This is the book we were given to teach you. And this is what we're doing. Now, that was way back in the 60s, mid-60s. So the teachers didn't care then. They just, whatever the curriculum is, and whatever the curriculum is today is what's going to get taught to the children. Whether it better be, you know, oh, wouldn't you be a nice little pedophile treat, kind of crap is that. Canada is not lost forever, okay? Canada, if I got to beat it with a stick for the next 40 years, is going to get its act together. You know, I made that call on Sunday show when I was reading about the mental health scam that's going on now. And I saw that number for the 24/7 Indigenous crisis line, and I phoned it, and I'm really happy I made the call, because I'm expecting them to say, well, you know, if you're not in crisis, and then I would have had to make up a crisis and we'd run with a comedy show after that. But you know, this Robin guy I was talking to, it turned into a pretty decent conversation, and I will be calling him back. He asked me to call him back. He knows what's going on. He knows what he's involved in. Ain't saving anybody's ass. It's just bureaucracies. They just keep building bureaucracies, which we were warned about in 1929 by that Chief Justice out of England, that this was already happening in Canada. So, no, Canada lost forever? No. I'm hoping, talking to Robin, from that crisis line, that he can hook me up with some Native folks, because I'm a firm believer we need to join forces here. And they've had us separated for way too long. Do you know, in Canada, in Alberta, and there was places in the United States who were doing the same thing up to the same time frame. In Alberta, was the last province involved in it, but this went, it didn't shut it down until 1974, for crying out loud. 1974. That they were still doing forced, what's the word I'm looking for? Sterilizations on people. And that's right out of the Rockefeller land. I mean, they took control of the health long, long time ago. And, 1974, before they shut the forced sterilizations down. If it was determined by the government or health services or whoever that maybe you wouldn't make a good parent or that, then they would force sterilize you. Okay, so this is just a continuation of that. You know, they turned it into Planned Parenthood is what they turned it into. And so the game goes on. They just rebrand it. It's like Canada has never been what you would call a country. If you follow it back, Canada is nothing more than a rebranded Hudson's Bay Company. And I think if you look into it deep enough, you will find the United States is nothing more than a rebranded Virginia Company or Plymouth Company. We've been, you know, we got hoodwinked. Our forefathers got hoodwinked. So this is our time to get this stuff out. I don't know if it'll make 40 years. I'll be pretty croaky by then. But you see, you know, this is what pisses me off, you know, is attitude like what I'm seeing here in the chat tonight, you know, to people with this kind of attitude, like go jump off a bridge or something, because you're no use to anybody. Okay? You're no use to yourself. You're no use to your nation. You're no use to your family. You're no use to anybody. Right? You know, this, oh, well, we can't do anything. Then shove off. Right? Take a flying leap. Because I ain't interested in you. I don't like negative, lay down, useless, spineless people. I don't like them. I got no use for him, because you're no use to anybody, including yourself. And that's just the way it is. You know, our forefathers came here to get out from underneath the boot of tyranny. And they did their damnedest. And we're going to break the chains. Well, at least you're honest, you know. You know, if you want to call yourself a useless eater, then you just go right ahead and be one. But, you know, maybe just go find something else to do. Maybe something interesting, like sitting in a corner somewhere, picking your nose. That might entertain your brain a little better than this. Because I got no use for anybody that isn't willing to stand up. Yeah, okay. So, I'm talking. Okay. You know, I don't know what country you're in, my friend, but you remind me of the statement of the health minister, Jane Philpott, who's a UN bitch from hell, you know, when she stood up and said, "We're all mentally ill." Because this statement that you just laid in there, at least you're giving me a giggle, you know. Well, we can't kill faggots now, can we? Why do you want to kill anybody? Right? I don't even know where a statement like it comes from. I like licking windows. That's good. If I send you my address, my wife wants me to clean the windows. I haven't had time, so maybe you could come up for a visit and lick some windows. I think that's a great idea. Be more entertaining than watching you pick your nose. But, you know. Anyways, we're going to let that go right where it is, and we're going to go to education. Because this is all about education and normalization and all the rest of this nonsense. And this is what people don't understand, or some people do, some people don't. You know, the LGBTQ pride, or be it Black Lives Matter, or be it, what the hell was the indigenous thing they kicked up there for a while? Any of these movements. The average participant in these movements have no clue what they're involved in. They have no clue that they're being used as useful idiots. The facilitators know exactly what the hell they're doing, but the general membership of something like LGBTQ Pride, whatever the hell you want to call it, or Black Lives Matters, or whatever, don't have a sweet bejesus clue what they're involved in. And that's sad, because that shows the ignorance of most of the people. They get caught up in these things. They get sucked into these things. But they have no idea what they're involved in. And they just go along for the ride. It makes them feel important or something. Very dangerous game that's going on here. So now we have the mental health thing, which is the next big deal. And what they're trying to do is mess up the kids even further than anybody else they can do so. You're not allowed in Canada. Well, we got a problem, my friend, because I ain't allowed in America. What the hell are we going to do? I got an idea. Why don't we meet at the border? I don't know where in America you are. I don't know what border we would meet at. But meet at the border, and maybe we can, I don't know, get some gas-powered lawn darts or something and have a game or whatever. I'm not allowed in the States, but last time I went to go down there, I did get in. I had to mind play with some crossing guards for some period of time, and they were adamant that I would not be crossing into the United States, and I know that a crossing guard ain't the brightest bulb on the planet, So I just settled in and thought, well, I wonder how long this is going to take. Yeah, it took me about an hour, I guess, but after them telling me over and over and over again that I ain't coming across the border, they were patting me on the back and we were all shaking hands and wishing each other the best as I finally crossed the border. So maybe you can get across the border. You see, it's all psychological. And most of the people we got to deal with in government, the police, the politicians, the teachers, union bosses, all that kind of, are not the brightest bulbs on the planet, or they wouldn't be in the positions they're in. So, you know, this idea of having to go kill somebody, no, we can do it quite peacefully if we all just get our brains in gear and understand what we're trying to accomplish. And then get to it. It's all psychological. I mean, all of these things they throw at us, pride is a psychological piece of the war. So is Black Lives Matter and all the rest of the stuff that comes down the pipe. And we just have to be a little bit sharper than they are. Well, you're doing pretty good. They charge most of Canada wanted $200 for me to spend one day there. Well, they're sucking more than $200 out of us, each of us, each day, and we live here. So you had the choice to go home. We're stuck here. I haven't done anything since this new passport was enacted. I have no intention of getting a passport. Besides that, I got too much to do here. I don't need to be running to other countries right now. We have a nation to put back in shape here. So when we're done with it, we'll keep doing what we're doing. But anyways, I want to talk about education a little bit because this blows my friggin' mind. You know, if this is we are in trouble. I'll give that one to Road Dogg. We got some work ahead of us. Violence in Ontario schools prompts call for more frontline staff. Unions say help in classrooms needed as teachers' education assistants say incidents are on the rise. Now, this is the Bow Valley Public School, and there's a group of parents. This busts me up, man. There's a group of parents here. They're concerned. And Aaron McCormick and other Oshawa mums are trying to get the public's attention on school violence as their children have been hit, choked, and witnessed such violence against other students and teachers. Now, I don't know who the guy is because I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 women standing here with tattoos. They're all fat. None of them look like they got an IQ of over 10. And apparently they're concerned about their children in the school. And there's one guy standing there. Now, I don't know if this is a transgendered guy or what the hell's going on here. He's pretty chunky too. But this is, you just look at these people and you go, holy God, are we in trouble? Man, oh man, oh man, what has they done to us? They go on to say their kids have witnessed vulgar verbal attacks, seen teachers chased down the hall, even assaulted, and say two frequent lockdowns at their elementary school have made students anxious. All part of the mental health game. That's what it is. A group of Oshawa parents says the situation has grown out of hand at Bow Valley Public School and their children sometimes don't want to go to class. And they are calling on the Durham Public School and province for changes to help curb such disturbing incidents across all boards and better support students with special needs who need more support workers with them in class. Now, why? We'll just carry on here for a minute. There are many parents that feel the same as I do, said Erin McCormick, a mother of two daughters. I have talked to many parents from different cities, and their stories are all shocking and sad. Kids are struggling in today's classrooms. They see kids hitting other kids, kids hitting teachers, teaching staff. And then in brackets, it says protective gear on staff. This is a grade school, right? This ain't a high school. It's a grade school. These are little kids. Now, I don't know what hitting teacher staff, comma, brackets, protective gear on staff, classrooms destroyed. They're fearful when these things are happening. It's an issue the elementary teachers union is lobbying the government to address, arguing its members are twice as likely as secondary school teachers to take time off because of workplace violence, noting that rate in general is higher for education workers than for other professions. Now, if you can't handle a classroom of elementary kids, school kids, aged kids, then get the hell out of the classroom, go get a job sweeping streets or work at McDonald's, or because road dogging can't get across the border, slide over to my house and I'll pay to lick my frickin' windows because you ain't teachers. Some relief is on the way, of course, so Education Minister Mitzi Hunter said in an interview, the province has added $219 million more dollars out of your pocket to put the local priorities fund for boards across the province to hire 875 teachers and 1,600 education workers to help address the problem. In the Durham Public Board, that means 27 new educational assistants and 13 full-time elementary and 5 secondary special education teachers and superintendent John Legree. Now, I forget how much money they put into this. I don't know, $60 million or something. This was last year, the year before. Because the elementary school teachers didn't know how to do basic math. So they had to hire support staff for the elementary school teachers to help them with rudimentary math so that they could show the children how to do basic math. And these are school teachers. The Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario is urging the government to fund more staff this fall, from educational assistants to social workers to counselors to psychologists, as well as implement better training and reporting procedures. This is all about what's coming at us real quick, real hard right now, is the mental health problem. Now, it's a problem, reaction, solution. You know, they came up with the gay problem and they pretty well put it where they want it. Now they have the mental health problem. They had, the vaccine problem. You create a problem that doesn't exist, and then you pump the shit out of it in the media and in the movies and in the comedy shows on TV and the dramas on TV until it's normalized. And then you build a big bureaucracy, or you build it as you go. Lenin and the boys would be very proud of how far this has come. Very proud indeed. So, the worst case this year was a member whose head was smashed against the desk and she was off for several months, he said. When she returned to work, it was the same situation with no extra help. Well, then get out of the school. You're not a teacher. Okay, you're not a teacher. If you can't handle a class of elementary school kids, then get the hell out of the school, because you're not a teacher. The survey of his 2,500 members, of which 791 responded, found that more than three quarters feel unsafe, sometimes or always, and almost one quarter had filed violent incident claim reports. Some 60% said they were victims of violence but had not officially reported it. It's a major part of this conversation, the education perspective, the teacher perspective. We talked about kids witnessing this day in and day out, said Mastin. It's a gender issue, too. Well, of course it's a gender issue, too. How could anything not be a gender issue, too? I have significant concerns about students who are going home after witnessing violence against women. One special education teacher in Toronto boards, in the Toronto board, said he's happy with ministry initiatives on, oh, what's this? Youth mental health. But what's needed is early intervention, drugs, integrating students with behavioral issues, gender problems, into mainstream classes is the goal, he said, but they must be properly supported or their learning and that of their classmates suffers. As it has at Bow Valley, they said Oshawa mum Tanya McLeod, who describes her two daughters as anxious or sometimes fearful to go to school. The school is in distress. She wrote to officials last fall in her unsuccessful pitch for extra staff. I do feel the teachers are doing all they can, but not have the proper appropriate support to deal with the situation. Also, how can learning exist when children's routines are constantly disrupted and learning is sidelined? Now, yeah, we got a problem. And the problem is that the children are being mentally abused from so many different angles, from sustainable development and climate change, to gender nonsense, to mental health problems, to pharmaceutical drugs being shoved in their face all the time, to parents who kind of look like this group here. And unless I'm looking at this wrong, which I don't think I am, if this looks like an intelligent group of people where you live, then you need to move and get the hell out of wherever it is you're at. Take a quick boo at this group of concerned mothers. It will blow you away as far as I'm concerned. Look at this crew. Doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo. See the concern on our faces. See how fat we are. See how low our IQs appear in the camera. Right? This is just another... These people here are part of the reaction. Okay? They're part of the reaction. And so we go from there. And then we go here and we just punch in violence in Canadian schools, UNESCO, which is United Nations. And we just find the longest list of shit here. We have the Royal Canadian Mounted Police involved in this, which are part of the UN globalist agenda. Let's see, Global Monitoring Report or to UNESCO. The papers can be cited with the following reference in order to understand gender violence in schools. Violence in schools, UNESCO. Bullying and homophobia in Canadian schools, published on UNESCO. School violence, what you should know and what you can do. School violence, the Canadians... Oh, okay, never mind that one. Let's see here. Ontario school violence statistic criticized for inaccuracy. Well, of course they're inaccurate because they're trying to push an agenda, just like global warming. Do you think their statistics, do you think their data is on the up and up? Not a hope in hell. But you're just supposed to listen to the data. Gender-based violence, UNESCO. Violence in primary schools. Outbreaks of violence in Canadian schools. CTV News is part of the Reaction again. Violence in schools. Violence in and around schools. UNESCO and the Canadian, let's see, based violence in and around schools, addressing gender-based violence. Now, when I was in school, we had scraps. And we had kids calling each other names. It was kind of normal, right? But nothing's normal anymore. And that's really unfortunate. Let's see, CBC News, violence in Toronto schools and citywide report. A report on violence in Toronto schools says gun-sniffing dogs may be needed to combat the problem. None of these things exist. You know, where's this one in here that violence prevention, Canadian best practices portal. Well, that has to be the UN if it's a best practices. Violence is defined as the international, whatever, Canadian institutes, a multimodal approach to remedy behavior problems and prevent violence in schools. But there's one in here. How much time I got left? There's one in here that's about Canadian schools. Where the hell is that thing? Oh, there we go. Canadian Commission for UNESCO, putting education research into action. UNESCO launched in the associated such and such. UNESCO schools, get this. UNESCO schools are laboratories. I'm going to click on this one and see what we get. But this is the thing. People think that this is these are all community problems. These are all local problems. They're all, provincial or state problems or countrywide problems in your particular country. This garbage. The UN's a laboratory. It's a data laboratory. They make up problems. They create data. Then they foist the data, and your country, my country, all member states of the United Nations, and we all signed the treaties, and we're all under international law, and this is what we're putting up with. And if you're going to drop a bomb somewhere, drop it on the United Nations building, please. And give them time to get the hell out. I don't want to kill anybody, but I want that thing off the, I want it off the map. I don't know how Americans can sit there and have the Trilateral Commission and the United Nations sitting on their land. I have no idea how the American people sit back and don't somehow recognize what's taking them down from the inside. And there it is, sitting on their land. You know, that's really sad. But see, UNESCO launched the Associated Schools Network in 1953 to promote its goal of peace and understanding in educational institutions worldwide. Today, the network has students and teachers in 10,000 schools in more than 181 countries. UNESCO schools are laboratories of ideas that focus on an inclusive, innovative, quality education. They develop sound practices that promote UNESCO values inside and outside the school, and work to share them with others. The network empowers learners to take on active roles locally and globally to resolve global challenges and contribute that proactively to a more just, peaceful, inclusive, how many times did we hear that word? Inclusive, secure, and sustainable world. Now all this shit's being shoved down the children's throats from TV land before they ever get to kindergarten, to pre-process them going into the schools. So all this garbage that they fire down their throats seems normal to them. The kids can't do anything about this. We can. In Canada, it says here, the Associated Schools Network has 70 schools in 7 provinces. Canadian schools that join the UNESCO Associated Schools Network make a commitment to support UNESCO's ideals through 4 pillars of learning and 4 themes of study. Now, this is where your curriculums come from for all the other schools. Out of the laboratory. pillars of learning, learning to live together, learning to be, learning to do, learning to know. Themes of study, intellectual learning, peace and human rights, education for sustainable development, ASP.NET, and UN priorities is what's taught in these UNESCO schools. And from there, they collect data on how they can manipulate the children. And then it goes into the curriculums, and whammo, they got your kid. The Canadian schools, and this is, I don't give a damn what country you are, look the same thing up in America or anywhere else, and you're going to find the exact same garbage. The Canadian Schools Network is currently developing a national strategic plan based on the International UNESCO Schools Strategy 2014 to 2021. I have to look that up, but I don't have time. I'll do it Thursday. Global Network of Schools Addressing Global Challenges, Building Global Citizenship, and Promoting Sustainable Development. This plan aims to increase the network's role as a promoter of good practices and support it in contributing to inclusive, innovative, quality education. Now, here's a kid here that doesn't look too bright. He's fat, and he doesn't look too bright. But anyways, this is a little film here. UNESCO Schools Navigators for Peace, the Canadian Council for the Arts, and is all about the arts, because the arts is science, the arts is philosophy, the arts is the legal system. It's all about the arts, because the arts are all about deception, about fiction, about taking advantage. And they're taking advantage of the children. And the sad part is that picture I sent of those mothers at that Bow Valley school, they are the product of the school system. And do they look sharp to you? Uh-uh. Now, they're in charge of their children. But really, the state's in charge of the children, not really the state, because your state is a member state of the Satanic United Nations. And they have stolen the children. And the parents that I sent in that picture ain't bright enough to read anything, ain't bright enough to investigate anything. They're being used as reaction. And that's really pathetic. So I'm going to throw this in the chat, and I hope some of you follow some of it through. I'm not harping on anybody, but we got to wake up, folks. Time's a ticking, and the children's future is looking damn bleak. Very bleak. And so we need to get our act together, okay? At this point in time, the only thing that should be important to anybody is the children. That's what your forefathers left their homelands for, to break free from the tyranny that now enslaves us, that now has stolen the children, generations of children. But right now, it's destruction mode, because they want to take the West down. Now, we all only have a lifespan of so long. And my only question to everyone is, what are you going to do between now and the eventuality of your death? Watch a hockey game? Pretend nothing that's going on is actually going on? You're supposed to do something. We all have a responsibility to our forefathers, each other. These are our nations. These are our resources. These are our futures. And if we're not prepared to get ourselves involved in it, then as far as I'm concerned, you're already dead. You're part of the walking dead. You're the zombies. Wandering around, doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo. have no capacity for anything, just getting through the day while your nation implodes around you. You know, and I'm going to leave the show again saying, you know, that I would really like all Americans to flood the White House, i.e. Mr. Trump, and ask him why. Put the question to him. You say you want to make America great again, my friend. Then could you please explain to us why the Trilateral Commission has not been banned and broken up? And why those members have not been arrested for treason? And why the United Nations headquarters is sitting on our soil when their intent is to destroy all Western nations, in particularly ours, Mr. Trump? Could you explain that? Because if you'd like some help getting rid of the Trilateral Commission and the United Nations, we'll meet you on Thursday next and we'll go get it done. I think that might just spark a new attitude in the American people. You know, when you go back and you look at the history that our forefathers were involved in, they just got, they would really, if they rolled in here today, they just have to say, what the hell is wrong with you clowns? You know, back in the day, boys were men by the time they were 12 or 14 years old. Now they're 30 plus and they're still children. Not by mistake. Not by mistake. And that should piss everybody right off. They've weakened the spirit, mind, and spine of the vast majority of the people on purpose. Makes the kill easier. You know? So, win or lose, this one's our choice, because they can't bomb us. That's our upside. They can't bomb us. They can run around and have terrorist bullshit going on, but they can't come in and carpet bomb us. That won't fly. So that gives us a huge upper hand in this fight. We just got to decide we want to win it. And then do it. Ain't that big a deal. Ain't that difficult. God, I sound preachy tonight, eh? Whew. It's all my wife's fault. She was drywalling and patching walls and sanding and painting today. I'm just kidding. She's the sweetest lady on the planet. But, you know, I'm serious about this. We got to get it going, folks. And we have no excuses. There are no excuses. It's that simple. There are no excuses. There's no acceptable excuse why we are not getting it together to push this freaking evil from our land. To see a whole new bright future. That we just do what we need to do, or it's just going to continually get darker if we just sit too much. Anyways, I hear music, and if I was too creepy, I apologize for it, but I'm just listening to say what it is. We talk Thursday night. Selling lies and buying time, killing people next in line. Lower classes, social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. Caesar shit, force of air. Fuck them back, it's only for they bomb. They shoot, they kill, they master cocaine. They burn the kids, no one makes gun. Trees, lie to your face.
This is Ozzy Skateboard, and you're listening to UCY.